Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it is time for our live local interview. And I just had to start with that music because we've got a couple of folks in the studio today, Brendan Jones and Franny Donahoe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
And Brendan, thank you.
Thank you.
So you are here to talk about an event coming up this Saturday. It's a Cuban salsa dance party, and it's a benefit for Sitka Cirque and also for the Baranoff Bruins Wrestling Club. Is that how I can say that?
You got it.
So, Franny, I'm going to start with you. You're the director at Sitka Cirque, and you will be one of the benefactors of the event. But you're really partly doing this because I bet you love this music.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you've got planned for this Saturday's event.
So this Saturday, we're going to actually start the night off with some classes. So people who feel like they want to learn a little bit more about how to do the different moves, and they can come and learn that before we have the dance. And we have a kids class from 5 to 5:45, and then adults from 6 to 7. And parents, you guys are welcome to, kind of hang out while the kids are dancing, and then the kids can hang out while you guys are taking the class. And then the dance itself is an all-ages event, so it's very much geared towards families. We're going to have food there. One of our students' families is making the food, and he's doing a whole kind of Cuban-themed dinner with, I can't remember everything, but I know that it's like rice and beans and a chicken dish and plantain, and they're going to be virgin mojitos. So it's going to be a good time. Music, dance.
It's a full-on event. Music, dance, food, training, good music. That sounds like fun. So, Brendan, you are a writer based in Sitka. So, but that's kind of your main gig. But you're also the coach and manager of Baranoff Bruins. So, tell me a little bit about that. So, it seems to me a little interesting combination of Sitka Cirque and wrestling. But maybe that's not so strange a combination.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it at first, but I think they really match up well, either jiu-jitsu and wrestling or Cirque. We used to actually share a practice space, but there's just a real kind of base physicality to the two. I know the wrestlers and folks are super excited about this. My wife and I are taking over Baranoff Bruins from Coach Kimber, so this will be our first fundraiser.
Wow. So you were a wrestler in a past life?
I was a boxer. I grew up in Philadelphia. Yeah. Huh. I boxed, hence the state of my nose. But
I never noticed that.
You're generous. Thank goodness we're on radio. I started a jiu-jitsu club here in town, and then also the salsa club. So I think there's a real overlap between the two, and I love that wrestlers and Cirque folks are combining for this event.
So let's talk a little bit about that physicality. So I think if listeners have watched the Olympics, maybe they've seen wrestling with lots of different flavors, or maybe they've seen high school sports. There's obvious contact and physicality with that. But how does, Franny, I'm going to ask you, how does that kind of physicality map over to the things that happen in the Cirque studio?
Well, I think with Cirque, our apparatus is like our partner. So just like you're, in wrestling, you're kind of working around and trying to, pin your partner or control their movements. In aerial, that's just the bar or the fabric, especially the fabric where you're tying knots and using your feet upside down to tie these complicated knots. Figuring out how to control something else or the movement of something else in difficult situations. I think there's a lot of overlap there. Also, the strength, the core strength, the upper body strength, and the pathways, learning lots of complicated pathways.
So in Cirque, you've got a partner, the lira, the round apparatus or the bar. In wrestling, you've got an opponent.
Yeah, instead of trying to tie the silken knots, you're trying to tie your partner in knots.
So how does that then relate to salsa dancing?
Well, there's this idea that you know, the fight is really a celebration, which is an Argentinian idea, and I think the space shared by dance and fighting, like Franny was saying, there's not a lot of daylight between the two. So it's a partner thing. It's responding to the other person. And it's really just celebrating being alive. I mean, if you have a heartbeat, then you know rhythm. So that's kind of the starting point right there.
So are those some of the concepts that you'll be working on or talking about during the training? So let's say my 11-year-old grandson shows up for training at 5 o'clock on Saturday for class. What kind of things would you talk about and demonstrate?
Well, first off, I think there's this idea that people are a little bit afraid of dancing in our culture. So just letting them know that, you know, rhythm is inside them, and then getting them familiar with just movement and music and comfortable dancing with another person, being in contact with another person.
So again, there's a class for younger students from 5 to 5:45 on Saturday. That's from 7 to 12. How do you decide what the age break is? Franny, I'll ask you that.
Yeah. I just kind of asked Brendan what he would prefer as far as, I mean, yeah.
I at Sitka Fine Arts taught elementary salsa, and the way they learn is very different. It's kind of like language, I think. The way kids are learning that is very different from adults. Adults really have to be more logical about it and break it down, where kids just absorb it. So it's a bit of a different learning process.
So adults probably like to overthink things.
Yes.
Franny, probably see that at the Cirque studio as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So, gosh, how can people get tickets to this event on Saturday?
So tickets are available online if you go to the Sitka Cirque website, which is just sitkacirque.com.
Let's spell that out. So it's SITKACIRQUE. Is that correct?
Correct.
.com. Thank you.
Yeah. So you can find it there. You can also, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the poster kind of linked, and there's a QR code. You can scan that directly, or if you see a poster around town, scan that QR code.
So how about a phone call? So if there's a way if somebody wants to just call and maybe they're a little nervous about it, not sure if it's appropriate, the studio number is 907-623-0751.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit just briefly with you, Brendan, about Baranoff Bruins. Is that running right now, or is that something that starts up in the school year?
It'll start back up in October.
Okay.
During the school year. So we're going to be hosting a meet here in Sitka over the course of the year. And we had a great showing at state, got a number of first places. And so we just want to continue the strong wrestling tradition here in Sitka.
Great. And then tell me, Franny, a little bit about just overview of classes available and this season at Sitka Cirque.
So right now we're in the middle of our summer season, and you know, we've got classes for all ages, from preschool through adults. We're going to be starting our fall semester in the beginning of September, so anybody interested in starting then, we'll probably be putting out more information about that soon and opening registration in the next couple of weeks for fall. And then in the fall, we've got, you know, two shows that we mainly do. One is like a kids' kind of Christmas recital. And then we will be hosting another Cirque Noir event in December.
And, of course, I've seen folks around town at various things. You were out on the one gorgeous day that we've had this summer.
Yes.
So you had a number of students perform, and I think you might have been up there too. No?
Not this time. No. I had lots of other things to do, and we had lots of performers that wanted to get up there. So they did a great job.
Yeah, fun. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this morning for our interview. We've been speaking with Franny Donahoe. She's the director with Sitka Cirque, and Brendan Jones. He's a writer based in Sitka and founded the Sitka Salseros a number of years ago, but is also the new coach, along with his wife, and manager of Baranoff Bruins Wrestling Club. What a fun combination of things. So they're holding an event, a salsa dance party, that's coming up this Saturday. Tickets online at sitkacirque.com. And thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to play a little bit of the kind of music you might expect to hear on Saturday as we go out. Thanks so much for coming in.